Aniara presents Rueful Revenge by Tina Carlson. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. Don Miguel Ruiz. Prologue. The champagne glasses and the bottle of champagne were in the backpack, along with chocolates from a high-quality brand. He didn't know if she liked it, but it was worth it if he could put things right again. He had seen her again in the harbour for the first time in many years, and she had not recognised him. It took many conversations and a lot of persuasion for her to agree to see him. Finally, he would get what he had been longing for since that night. He was well prepared, and nothing was going to spoil his, probably only chance to have her. She would not be able to say no to him now. In his backpack, he had also put a colourful tablecloth, napkins, and a small camera to document their very first time together. He was really determined that she would take him into her heart and that they would be together forever.
You have been listening.
Ever since she had
agreed
to meet him, he had had butterflies in his stomach. He'd spent a lot of time preparing everything, even picking a place where they could be alone. If he was really lucky, she would make love to him tonight. He would sweep her off her feet, and they would be inseparable. 3 hours before their rendezvous, he had already got into the shower and carefully washed every inch of his body and trimmed his pubic hair with the clippers. Afterwards, he shaved his face and chose the new Lacoste Eau de Cologne he had bought just for this occasion. It could be their scent, if she liked it. Otherwise, he would switch without a second thought. The day before, he had chosen the clothes he would wear. They had to look nice and manly at the same time and would show that he had put time and effort into their first date. He had calculated that he would need about 20 minutes to prepare everything in the spot where they would meet for him to feel ready. The only thing that hadn't gone his way was that his reason for leaving home that afternoon didn't want to go for a walk. The dog was still in her basket and looked moderately amused at having to go out in the rain again. The rain was also something he had not expected. He had imagined a spring evening with a gentle breeze from the sea and a full moon in a cloudless sky. He had to drag the dog out to the storage room where he had hidden his backpack to get away in time. He was already 10 minutes late according to his own plan and would have to rush through the steps, which got him a little off balance. Suddenly he wasn't so confident that she would throw herself into his arms. But a little rain and lack of time weren't going to put him at a disadvantage. Not when he finally had the chance. When he thought of her, he got hard, and his pulse quickened. His ears got hot, and he noticed a tingling sensation in his stomach, like riding a theme park ride. He hadn't longed like this in many long years. At last she would be his, no one else's. All would be forgiven. He had not expected to get so drunk. Something was wrong. It wasn't supposed to be like this. The body lay lifeless, the dog whimpering as it was abruptly yanked from its assigned spot. Chapter 1. Tuesday, 20th May 2014. The number screen buzzed, and the woman who was next in line came up to the counter. "I want to report my husband missing," the woman said quietly. "How long has he been missing?" asked the police officer at the counter. "He left home last night and he's not answering his mobile. I've been trying to call him since yesterday." The woman's voice trembled and she breathed shallowly. "Let's start with the names of you and your husband." "My husband's name is Peter Anderson," she said, and the tremor in her voice remained, as did the shallow breathing. "My name is Ina Anderson. I'm really very worried. He's never been away since we got married 15 years ago, and the children miss their father." Kaiser Rudolfsson's phone rang. On the display, she saw that it was from reception, but she was not expecting a visit. "I have a woman here who is very worried and wants to report her husband missing. The officer became acutely ill. We haven't got a replacement yet, and we don't know how long it will be." "Are you able to take it?" asked the receptionist. "I'm coming down," Kaiser replied calmly. On her way down the stairs, Kaiser thought about